This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The Grizzly Creek fire is not threatening nearby Glenwood Springs at this time, but as CPR's Stina Sieg reports, life there has drastically changed.
Thick smoke hangs over town, and with Interstate 70 closed, few visitors are coming in. Jan Ligursky owns an art supply store. She says this is painful to see after coronavirus decimated tourism this spring.
It does seem like Glenwood has been, you know, just a series of different things happening. And yeah, it does concern me because it's, you know, you get to the point you wonder how much more can people take.
But hopefully, she says, locals will just keep putting one foot in front of the other. In Glenwood Springs, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And as of last night, the Grizzly Creek fire covered more than 19,000 acres. It's one of a handful of major wildfires burning in Colorado. Several counties have enacted stage 2 fire restrictions, including fire bans in many mountain and western communities. Stage 2 restrictions mean no fireworks or campfires and no charcoal grills or barbecues. And in other news, the White House confirms it will withdraw the nomination for the head of the Bureau of Land Management. William Perry Penley had been a controversial pick due to his past support for the sale of public lands. He spearheaded the move of the BLM headquarters from Washington, D.C. to Grand Junction. And from Denver, this is CPR News and KRCC.